This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. NATO member Poland and the head of the military alliance both Wednesday said that a missile strike in Polish farmland that killed two people appeared to be unintentional and was probably launched by air defenses in neighboring Ukraine. Russia had been bombarding Ukraine at the time in the attack that savaged its power grid. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, at a meeting of the 30-nation military alliance in Brussels, echoed the preliminary Polish findings. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, however, disputed them and asked for further investigation. Stoltenberg and others laid overall but not specific blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine. Meantime, U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says it's unlikely either Russia or Ukraine will gain a military victory quickly.
The probability of Russia achieving its strategic objectives, of conquering Ukraine, of overrunning Ukraine, the probability of that happening is close to zero. I suppose theoretically it's possible, maybe, I guess, but I don't see it happening militarily.
At the end of the G20 summit in Indonesia, the group released a statement that said most members strongly condemned the war in Ukraine and that stressed that the conflict is exacerbating an already fragile global economy. In what appeared to be criticism of Russia's aggression, leaders stated that the use or the threat of the use of nuclear weapons was inadmissible. The group also called for an extension of the agreement with Russia that allows the Ukrainian grain exports. It is set to expire Saturday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made Thursday, but gave no further details. The launch came hours after North Korea's foreign minister threatened to launch fearsome military responses to U.S. moves to bolster its security commitment to its regional allies. The first Chinese intelligence officer extradited to the United States and tried for attempting to steal trade secrets will spend 20 years in prison. Su Yanjun, a deputy in division director at the Chinese Ministry of State Security, was arrested in April of 2018, during a visit to Belgium to meet with an employee of a U.S. aviation company that had been working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Su was convicted last November on two counts of attempted theft of trade secrets and one count of conspiracy to commit trade secret theft. Police in the U.S. college town of Moscow, Idaho, said Wednesday they have not identified a suspect or found a weapon in the weekend slayings of four University of Idaho students in a rental house near the campus. Authorities continue to believe the attack was targeted, but Moscow's police chief, James Fry, walked back a previous statement that there was no threat to the public.
There is a threat out there still, possibly. We don't know. We don't believe it's going to be to anybody else, but we all have to be aware of our surroundings and make sure that we're watching out for each other.
Some of the victims' family members have been urging police to release more information about the killings and to reveal why they said there was no ongoing danger. News of the slayings prompted many of the 11,000 students to leave the Idaho campus early for the Thanksgiving break. Amazon has begun mass layoffs in its corporate ranks, becoming the latest tech company to trim its workforce amid rising fears about the wider economic environment. On Tuesday, the company notified regional authorities in California that it would lay off about 260 workers at various facilities that employ data scientists, software engineers, and other corporate workers. Those jobs cut would be effective beginning on January the 17th. Amazon would not specify how many more layoffs may be in the works beyond the one already announced. As always, more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.